Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master, and today is Sunday, baby. It is Champagne Sunday on today. Yeah, baby. Every day is a Champagne Day. Broadcast live in the Windy City. It's a little cloudy out today, 73 degrees. Listen, it's October 23rd, 2022, 8 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. GumpaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum is Steve Gumpa, baby. Listen, got a special musical salute on tonight. Independent artist Timo and independent artist Lee Boy Butcher is on air, baby. John, listen, before I get all up into the music, I want you to do me a favor. While you're on Facebook, you know we on Facebook all day long, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it, my darlings. Listen, this music is being heard. Well, come on, engineer. Work with me. Come on up in here. Your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Yes, indeed, artists. Music being heard all over the world. Got some hot stuff for you on tonight. Listen, independent artist, Timo, baby. Listen, I got some music that's going down on tonight. This one is called Told You. Told You. I told you. Y'all know them two little words we use all the time. Told you. Or did not tell you. So listen, this particular tune, you know, you can always remember the name of the song because we use those two little words all the time. Told you. You know, sometimes people say them two little words, told you, and they really had the whole story all wrong. You ought to be telling them right back, you ain't told me nothing. You just talking about what you think you told me, and you got it all wrong. You got the story all wrong. Listen, y'all ever been kids, you know, you put together a puzzle. You know, one of them puzzles, your 100-piece puzzle. Listen, I guess I'm starting off with a life lesson already. Well, let me tell you something about the two words called told you, T-O-L-D-U, T-O-L-D-Y-O-U, told you. Listen, it's just like two little kids. You know, you can sit down at the table. I remember when I was a little kid, right? We always had these puzzles. I love putting together puzzles. And you put all the pieces together, right? And it always make a nice little puzzle. It looks so nice together. See, the thing about told you is this. When you open up the box, instead of having the puzzle pieces in the box, you got all kind of stuff in the box. You open up the box. Now, this is the adult version of putting a puzzle together. And when you say, told you. Listen, when people get it wrong and they say, told you, when they open up the puzzle box, you know what they got in that box? They got a shoe. They got a crayon. They got a purse. They got a brush. They got all this different stuff. And they saying, told you. Well, what did you tell me? Because everything you told me wasn't even right. So, listen. And the pieces don't even fit together, and it's not even making the puzzle what it's supposed to make. So listen. This song is called Told You. I want you guys to take a listen to it.
focus. My cheese on the gluten. You can't eat it, I'm choking. You just need to slow it. So amazing. Shit so crazy. Blue Jay jersey. Feet so daily. It's so amazing. Shit so crazy. It's just raining. It's just raising. He's just training. I'm just quitting. Be just phasing. I'm just it's just fast. Another route, another route. I'ma go fast. You're looking around to find solutions. What's the need to calm down? I'm out of patience. Did you find that? Yeah, on occasion. I'm really okay. Okay. Gonna drain out, but she's still wet. She's so crazy. Can't blame me though. You wanted a more. Counting the racks, keep making a dough. Making a dough. Pretty girl streets, turning them hoes. It's 5 a.m. I'm out of town and he never back. He's getting feeling sketchy. He's out of all the rap. Do you love what you think? Cause I'm just be a fat. Are you really okay? Cause I'm just be a fat. I'm just be a pattern, It's unsaid. Shit so crazy. It's so amazing. It's just raining. It's just crazy.
That is independent artist D-Mo Baby. Listen, that is told you. And I also have some music that's coming up for you. Independent artist Lee Boy Budget. I want you guys to check him out. Listen, it is all about the hustle, my darlings. On a good note, it's all about the hustle. You know something? You should be grinding towards something. I heard somebody say something. Listen, let me share this with you. I heard MJ Harris. I love MJ Harris because, you know why? He always has something very informative to tell you. He always has something valuable to tell you. He shares very valuable information. It's all about the information. And, you know, this thing about some people still being homophobic, you know, it just drives me banana nuts crazy. You know, people make a choice to live the way that they want to live. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Listen, you know, stop snubbing your nose at people. You know what I'm saying? MJ Harris said this, and I was listening to him talk about this. Now, it has nothing to do with his preferences. Now, this is on a different note, so I'm switching gears here. He said someone watches his videos all the time on Instagram. And, you know, MJ is very popular. He's well-known. He's very popular. A lot of people listen to him, and they leave comments to him. Somebody saw him in the street. He lives in Bali now. Somebody ran into him, one of his viewers, and they stopped him and said, "Are you MJ Harris?" And he said, "Yes, I'm MJ Harris." And she said to him, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And he says, "Yeah, I'm okay." And she says, "No, because you lost a lot of weight, and I was just wondering if you are okay." It's like, what the Sam hell? You know what I'm saying? So my point is this. People make their own choices. They do what they want to do with their life. So listen, he changed his diet. He's a vegan now. And so because of changing his diet and becoming a vegan, he lost a little weight. You know, he's not the same the way he was. And she thought maybe he was ill and he was sick or whatever. And so he said it really hurt his feelings. So listen, you know, people need to kind of back up off of folks. You know, I remember one time I was when I was living in Atlanta. And of course, I am not popular by no stretch of imagination. Listen, I am not popular. It only happened to me one time. I ran into somebody on the street. It was just this lady, and she said, "Yeah, I've seen your stuff on Facebook, and I've seen your stuff on Instagram." And she said, "I'm telling you, everything that you put out there is flawless. You don't have any bad photos, nothing like that." And she was looking at me like, "Is this the same person?" Sometimes you get that when people see you in the flesh, they think that you're somebody else. So anyway, and I'm just like, what? You know, I'm like, what? And then what? And the same lady, I had to unfriend her and block her because I was like, she kept, you know, hating on me. I'm like, I didn't do nothing to you. I really don't know you. And I was wanted to be friends with her, but then she started being nasty and rude to me. One day I was out walking. Now, this is the honest God truth. I was out walking, doing my daily walk, and she was driving by in her Range Rover. And she stopped. She put on brakes real fast. And she stopped in the middle of the street, and she was like pointing at me, like, "Yeah, come over here. You want to get in the car?" And I was like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "What are you doing, lady?" I'm like, "Go about your business." And so it was almost like she was saying, "You don't have a vehicle. You're out walking. Would you like a ride?" That's what she was asking me. "Did you want to come and get a ride?" And I was like, "Lord, today, Jesus." And then she started making stuff on. She was following me on Facebook. I'm like, "This lady is really crazy." And so I blocked her on Facebook, and I was like, "You know, I ain't got time for that." So listen. I got another song that's coming up about hustle. People, now listen, I stay with this story because I want to make this point before I get to the song about hustling. MJ Harris said this about hustling, because we have a tendency to hustle all the time for what we're working towards. And he said, he really blew my mind with this. He says, not all the time do you have to hustle. He said, listen, it's all about a legacy as well. He says, a lot of times, especially in the African-American community, you know, people leave a legacy where you don't have to hustle. Someone will leave a legacy for you so you don't have to work the Sam Hill skin off of your butt. You know what I'm saying? And so he was saying, like, listen, we got to have develop a different mentality about hustle and legacy. He was like, you know, in the African-American community, we got to learn to, there is a chance where, an opportunity where you may be left a legacy, and you ain't got to, like, kill yourself to do the, get the goal that you're trying to get. And he was like, yeah, my one, Marco, his nephew, it's Marco, he says, I want Marco to see a lot of different things, and I don't want him out here hustling, killing himself, trying to make his dream come true. So Marco is an insurance person in training. He's doing very well. I'm talking about these people like I'm knowing them. But listen, he left such an imprint on me about legacy. And I was like, oh, my God, I never even thought about it that way. So listen, hustle is okay. Hustle is good. But what MJ Harris was saying, there's a difference between hustle and legacy. So which would be the better? Of course, a legacy. If someone leaves you a legacy, you ain't got to be hustling your feet and your toes off, the skin off your black ass. You know what I'm saying? So that's what MJ Harris was talking about. You know, we got to sometimes learn to receive the legacy, receive it inherit, so you ain't got to be hustling. And so that's what MJ Harris is doing with his nephew, Marco. He's trying to show him that you ain't got to be out here hustling in the street. He says he is tired of people always talking about they got to hustle all the time, and the mentality of hustling and working so hard. You know what I'm saying? And taking 20 years to get to where you're trying to get. And whereas if you had someone to show you that, the world can be a whole different place. If you have someone to teach you about legacy, right, and teach you about financial wealth and where you don't have to be hustling your head off. Listen, so listen, the next song is about hustling. Y'all, check this out. Check it out. Take a listen to this.
God go bless your hustle. God go fight for your hustle. Lele, cause whatever you do, just make sure you do good. To your neighbor, so to your neighbor, so my brother, they your lane. Cause me server, they my lane. Make you know the cup in the body. Make you know the cup in the body. My brother, they your lane. Cause me server, they my lane. Make you know the cup in the body. At the end of the day, my brother, oh, I know how. Hey, I know how. Hey, I know how. At the end of the day, my brother now, yellow, oh. Eh, oh, yellow, oh. Eh, oh, yellow, oh. Make I hear you something where you never know. Make you not a jam your house, cause now you're there for table, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know good time for trouble, cause I be my way they like to bubble. Ask me why, make you ask the dog who lives. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just said perfect, man, you come. I just cool down. One battle, another round, yeah. Make you try it out. I just said perfect, man, you come. I just cool down. One battle, another round, yeah. Make you try it out.
My brother, they all lane. Cause me self, I did my lane. Make you not go drop nobody. Make you not the cup in the body, yeah. My brother, they your lane. Cause me self, I did my lane. Make you not go cup in the body. Make you not go cup in the body. At the end of the day, my brother, now the Olua. Eh, on the Olua. Eh, on the Olua. So the pen, pen, pen. Cause at the end of the day, my brother, now the Olua. On the Olua, eh, on the Olua, to the bed, bed, bed.
I say, nobody do like swagger, swagger. Nobody do all yourself, oh, oh brother. This my fine sister. Omo, nobody think say you go young forever. You go grow me to Stella. Kaki no be leather, kaki no be leather. Eh, eh, eh. I de sempe sempe, yo coco, I de kulu kulu down, yeah, yeah. One battle another round, oh, make you jay yellow. I de sempe sempe, yo coco, I de kulu kulu down, yeah, yeah. One battle another round, oh,
make you jay yellow.
My brother, they all lane, cause me self, I de my lane. Make you not go drop nobody, make you not the cup in nobody, yeah. My brother, they all lane. Myself, I did my lane. Make you not a cup in the body. Make you not a cup in the body. At the end of the day, my brother, now the Olua. Eh, on the Olua. Eh, on the Olua. So the bang, bang, bang. At the end of the day, my brother, now the Olua. Eh, on the Olua. Eh, on the Olua. So the bang, bang, bang.
All right, all right, all right. You know what? Let me tell you something about independent artist Lee Boy Budget. Now, this song is about hope and advice to the youth. It's a song. It's called Oya Lowa, okay? So it's O-Y-O-L-O-W-A. And listen, I love what he's saying. I love what he's doing with his music because he's leaving a positive message. And this is the thing. This is the thing. I love young people. I love young people. I love making a difference in young people's life. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm like this, y'all know me. I always got a life lesson. If I can't help change somebody's life for the better, I don't want to do nothing at all. Listen, if I can't do something to help change a person's life or leave a positive note or a positive message with them along the way, don't say anything at all. You know what I mean? If you can't say something good to a person to help encourage them, to help them to get where they're going, you know, and I've been like that for years, and I'm saying that because that is the mindset from independent artist LaBoy Budget. That is the song. It's about leaving a positive note and a song of hope and advice to the young people. Now, young folks, you know, you got to listen. No, you got to listen. Listen, the thing about leaving a message of positivity with young people, the young people have to listen. They got to take it in. Jesus Christ. So listen, you got to take it in. You got to want to change things. You got to want to change the world, just like the song from Brito, "Want to Change My World." Listen, you got to want to change things for yourself and make things better. And you can. You make things better for yourself, your family, and for your legacy, the future. You know what I'm saying? My God. So listen, that's just what it is. So independent artist, LaBoy Budget. So listen, I love what he's doing. I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. And so listen, on this really special day, celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Remember to celebrate yourself each and every day. Because, darlings, you just don't know. You just don't know. You just don't know. You really don't. So listen, also, you know, there's so much that's going on in the news. Let me say this, and then I got to go because I'm pretty much out of time. There's a lot that's going on in the news. Make sure that you feed yourself with positive things. You know, news has nothing really positive going on. There's always something bad going on. So make sure you have some type of filter. You know what I'm saying? When I say filter, I'm talking about reading a positive book, reading a scripture, reading something that's going to keep you encouraged, motivated, and inspired. You got to work on the inside, right? And so when you work on the inside, it keeps you going. It just keeps you, you know, pushing on to the next day. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. Oh, my goodness. It's been a stone cold blast. Listen, I love independent artists, D-Mo Baby, and independent artist LaBoy Budge, and I'll be back again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.